The third book of Moses, commonly called Leviticus. Chapter 1. And the voice of the Lord came to Moses out of the tent of meeting, saying, Give these orders to the children of Israel, when any one of you makes an offering to the Lord, you are to take it from the cattle, from the herd or from the flock. If the offering is a burnt offering of the herd, let him give a male without a mark, he is to give it at the door of the tent of meeting so that he may be pleasing to the Lord. And he is to put his hand on the head of the burnt offering and it will be taken for him, to take away his sin. And the ox is to be put to death before the Lord. Then Aaron's sons, the priests, are to take the blood and put some of it on and round the altar which is at the door of the tent of meeting. And the burnt offering is to be skinned and cut up into its parts. And Aaron's sons, the priests, are to put fire on the altar and put the wood in order on the fire, and Aaron's sons, the priests, are to put the parts, the head and the fat, in order on the wood which is on the fire on the altar, but its inside parts and its legs are to be washed with water, and it will all be burned on the altar by the priest for a burnt offering, an offering made by fire, for a sweet smell to the Lord. And if his offering is of the flock, a burnt offering of sheep or goats, let him give a male without a mark. And he is to put it to death on the north side of the altar before the Lord, and Aaron's sons, the priests, are to put some of the blood on and round the altar. And the offering is to be cut into its parts, with its head and its fat, and the priest is to put them in order on the wood which is on the fire on the altar, but the inside parts and the legs are to be washed with water, and the priest will make an offering of all of it, burning it on the altar. It is a burnt offering, an offering made by fire, for a sweet smell to the Lord. And if his offering to the Lord is a burnt offering of birds, then he is to make his offering of doves or of young pigeons. And the priest is to take it to the altar, and after its head has been twisted off, it is to be burned on the altar, and its blood drained out on the side of the altar, and he is to take away its stomach, with its feathers, and put it down by the east side of the altar, where the burn waste is put, and let it be broken open at the wings, but not cut in two, and let it be burned on the altar by the priest on the wood which is on the fire. It is a burnt offering, an offering made by fire for a sweet smell to the Lord.